Come on, Tinkerbell.
Come on. Hey, Tinker. My name is Marie Gasperi Crawford. I'm a licensed falconer. I've been a falconer for 15 years. So basically what falconry is just another way of hunting. It's like bow hunting is another way of hunting versus shotguns or rifles. It's just more of a traditional, more of an ancient way. And it's preserving that. It is a sport that is 4,000 years old, was started in China, was brought across the Silk Roads to Western Europe. I truly believe they are amazing, and I do believe that they serve a very vital part in our world, and that we should make sure that they sustain their numbers throughout the future. 3 falconers went down to South America, brought back some Peruvian aplomado falcons and some Mexican aplomado falcons. I got one of those aplomados, and I decided I'd wanted the little male that he had to go with my female. I knew that the chances of them being a breeding pair would probably be pretty slim. Yeah, well, Jasmine and Jasper didn't get that memo, because last year they laid 3 fertile eggs. This is Jasmine and Jasper, and they're 2 babies. So there's 4 ones in here. I've sold 2 so far. I've got 1 more that's up on a website, and I have falconers call me and want birds. I never had any desire to be a breeder whatsoever. But since they decided to breed, well, I figured let nature take its course. This year, the 3 birds that I've bred are all going to abatement falconers. Basically, they hire other falconers and they go out and fly their birds in at airports to keep like seagulls out of airplane wings. They fly, the gentleman that bred my male has a abatement company in Washington where he flies in berry farms, like the raspberry, strawberry industry. I met a falconer at SeaWorld. And SeaWorld hires falconers because the seagulls come in and take people's hot dogs out of their hands at the food courts. So they fly them in the food court area to keep the pest birds away from the tourists and their customers. Hi, D'Artagnan. Yes. I know. This is my one hawk. It's the only hawk I have. All right. Well, I'll put you back. What you need to know is that birds of prey are very important to our world. They're at the top of the food chain. That having them go to extinct would be an incredible loss. And when you upset the balance in nature, something's going to go wrong. And if those birds go endangered, then the animals that they feed upon are going to overrun things. And like the rodents and the rats and stuff will eat plants and things that maybe sometime in the future we're going to find a use for that plant. And if it's not there anymore, then it's our loss. This is Lily. Lily is 2 months old. Birds of prey are amazing. And being able to be granted a part of their world is really totally special. And I guess it's really hard to explain to someone who's never had it happen, but when you turn your bird loose, you lift your wrist and you tap and you whistle to them or call their name, and they come to you, they open 4 to 5 foot of wings and land on your fist as light as a feather. It's a thrill. And it's a thrill I never get tired of.